This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Chicks talking footies, Jane and Macca. I love having the chicks talking footy in the studio. This is one of the best shows on Joy, if not one of the best, because it's about something that our community has been a big part of achieving. Women's football in the AFL. What, I was going to say something else. What a fantastic achievement it
triumphant.
Is.
Triumphant.
Fiona and Motti, welcome, guys. How are you?
Thanks very much, Macca. I'm well.
Pleasure to be here on the, I think, Saturday Mag's a pretty popular show I've heard on Joy.
No, but only.
It's the show. Flagship show.
We aspire to get as many downloads as Saturday Mag one day.
Well, you know, it's also how many people listen live, and you guys are going to be next week. There's the AFLW Pride match between... The Bulldogs? You're a Bulldogs fan, aren't you, Jane?
I'm a Carlton fan.
Oh, you're a Carlton fan?
I am indeed, yes.
Well, they're playing the Bulldogs, so...
Yes, I know.
Okay, so, well, there you go.
Yes, so I'm a Carlton fan, and although very close to Peter Gordon.
Yes, I know, yes. I was going to say, how do you two talk football, wouldn't you?
Oh, we love talking football, so...
And it's at the Witten Oval, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which correct. Is...
Heartland.
Yep.
So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, look, it's this one's particularly exciting for us. We have been part of the broadcast for the Pride Games in the men's, as you know, but this one feels a little bit different in a way. I think, we were listening to Bree Davey, the Carlton captain of AFLW, and Hannah Scott, one of the defenders of the Bulldogs, they got up and at the media event, and the stories they were telling were theirs. They were talking about their kids and their families and running on the field with their partner. And, you know, when we're talking to the men, it's kind of like they might have a sister that's gay. Or
yeah, but nobody's actually. Amazing.
The stories are more personal this time. Mm. And... I think the women will be able to celebrate who they are on the field. And I didn't realise the extent of how much women had hid their sexuality in the past during the VFLW, and Debbie Lead talks quite personally about this as well. So I think it's going to be a bit more close to the heart, this one.
I think it's surprised a lot of people. I mean... I don't think any of us in our wildest dreams thought some of the attendance figures that have been reached for these matches and the support that they've had. Yeah. Granted, yes, the AFL has provided a lot of support, but this is... I look at this... I come from the bush, and this is footy at the right level. This is where people have an engagement and an association with the game. They know people in the game. And it's like, you know, parking the car around the ground waiting for the ball to hit the bonnet. It's not quite that.
And tooting when they go.
It sort of does have that.
It has that feel.
Country Saturday afternoon vibe.
Back
you're right.
to that grassroots footy, like Prinny Park, where you use. Yeah. And I mean, Carlton's been fantastic on women's football, and I'm very proud of the club. And yeah, having it. It's like the old days, you know, where you have that.
Mm.
And the, you know, it's and the local girls, footy, it's in your suburb, it's, you know.
Yeah, and the girls stay around to chat to people after the game. It's, you know, there's that connection to it as well. So
yeah, the layers, the it's a more direct layer to the players or to the clubs or to the stories, whereas the guys is, and it has to be, I mean, the AFL are the biggest game in town, or if
now.
You ask them, they are.
For now.
And, you know, they run their... their men's
game, like a huge big business.
So there's a lot more of a gap between the fan connection with the players often. But whereas, Fee was saying, the players stay around, they chat to the kids, they sign things.
Fantastic.
Photos, you know, it's...
Used to be fantastic. Ladies bring a plate. Now it's ladies bring your boots.
That's right. And
love
your
it.
Freaking attitude.
That's right. Yeah. It's become a pretty physical game, but it's also a game, I think, of greater skill.
Okay. How do you see that?
Well, I reckon women are smarter.
Well, that goes without saying.
That's correct.
So you've got three of us here right now. So
I think the women play a smarter game. Mm. And physically, I don't mean, you know, in biffo. I mean in terms of how they're getting around the ground. And I have watched a few people think Macca's not into the footy. I'm not in a huge way, but I've watched a few games. And I reckon more tactical, smarter, and they're using their physical energy in a smarter way.
Mm.
How football used to be.
It's very impressive.
I love it.
Mm.
I think it's great.
I also think, you know, I've got two daughters, myself and a son. My eldest loves footy, you know, mad Carlton, but also has really been attracted to playing it. Played a couple of games and said, football is life. I think that's that whole younger generation coming through will mean that what they're seeing, what they can aspire to, what's normal is so exciting, you know. Like when I was growing up, you didn't see women's football. You just didn't. You only saw blokes' football. So that's sort of what you, when people in their middle age, that's kind of it. They're changing and shifting. But for the younger kids coming through, this is the new normal, and it's great.
And so quickly they've adopted it as the new normal. Now it's just like,
it's like, oh yeah, we're playing footy, and this is, you know, getting teams together. And you know.
I remember last season, one of my friend's daughters said, at the end of the women's season, oh, do men play football as well?
See, now that means you're winning, right?
Like in another generation or so, there'll be kids...
Correct.
...that had no idea...
That women never played.
That women never played. And so I just got a message, I've got to stop calling you guys.
Oh. Well, I do. I don't mind that. What are we, chicks?
Well, they are chicks.
Chicks sounds...
Actually, I can call you chicks because it's chicks talking footy.
Chicks is good.
Yep.
She's just the own chick.
She's just the honourable member.
I'm the honourable member.
She's the honourable member.
We'll have you on, Jane.
Yeah, I'd love to be on.
Yeah, you can talk Carlton with us one time.
Because I love my football.
Yeah, because I'm Essendon and I love Carlton.
Yeah, you two should be on the same time.
It is literally Essendon Carlton is like the new... I think... Forget the Collingwood rubbish. It's all about Essendon.
Now we have something exciting about the AFLW Pride game. The Pancake Parlour sponsor our show, and they also happen to sponsor the AFLW Bulldogs. And as part of that, they have the rights to the coin toss before the game, and they've given that as an opportunity to one of the Joy listeners.
Oh, fantastic.
Right. So you have to be a Joy member and you have to be over 16, but you can register on our website, joy.org.au, for the chance to toss the coin before the first ever Pride game.
Awesome.
So that's good. So basically any Joy member, and usually you can't have won a prize in the last 3 weeks, got to be a Joy member, and if not, you can join up with your plastic fantastic, and you could be the person who does the coin toss.
I want to win that one, but
at the probably
get a pancake as well afterwards.
Well, I'm sure that can be thrown in. Well, you have to wear a Pancake Parlour t-shirt and a Joy hat.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect.
And the fine print says that unfortunately we're not allowed to
enter.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it's our dream to disguise.
My cousin Jane.
actually,
who looks like you very much.
Now, if you're listening, Barnaby, because you're on a week's personal leave, perhaps you could enter. Barnaby could enter and come down. You get a travel allowance
That's
to come.
And get the crowds up.
He could do the toss for the crowd.
Yeah, it mightn't be the type of crowd we're after,
Yes, we could throw pancakes in one direction.
Macca is on fire today.
I am so proud of what you guys have achieved with your show, with the AFL, but for our community.
Mm.
This is important stuff.
Mm.
It's important stuff for our community. It's important stuff for women because, you know why it's important. It's really important. It's significant. I'm proud of you because it makes a difference on the ground and in people's minds. And, you know, in a few years' time, you know, when kids everywhere say, oh, did women not always play football? Like, this is a huge change. And the public love it.
They do.
And I think also the Pride game is about, you know, LGBTI inclusion in football as well. And, you know, I think about the last 4 years and how far the AFL has come in that area as well. You know, and even this week, Hannah Mouncey, it was announced that she can play football at state level. She's actually going to be on the Chicks Talking Footy Show this week.
Oh, wow. Great. That'll be great.
So we'll have a big chat to her about that. That's an interesting, you know, progression. And that's the next frontier, really, is how we include transgender players in the game.
Very important. Keep pushing that barricade.
Mm. I think, Macca, just going on what you were saying about how the important connection and stuff that shows like ours have been able to forge is we actually just started out because we love footy and we just wanted to chat about it, but almost between ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then it really has grown to the point that at this Pride match, we're actually calling the game.
Oh,
like
wow.
Like commentators. And
yeah. It might be a little bit more Roy and HG style. Fox
great.
Footy, but
it'll be our own way. We won't be trying to replicate, the networks or the other radio stations. So it's challenging, but it's really exciting. And we've got the comedian Tegan Higginbotham, who is Carlton crazy, also a funny woman and knows a lot about sports and things. And she's going to join us for a couple of segments. And Paige Cardona, who is tightly working with the Bulldogs in... She'll come and join us and stuff. So we've
still got a good lineup of guests for an hour before the game starts and halftime and in the breaks.
Mm.
So we'll be talking to people like Susan Alberti and Debbie Lee.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Kate Jenkins,
you might know.
Oh, I know Kate. She's fantastic. So.
Cheryl Rector is the CEO of Vic Health, and she's a big supporter too. And she lives out that way, and she's connected to, I think she's on the board of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, she is. Yep.
So she's coming on. So it's people are very supportive of us, but the wider concept, aren't they?
It's a great initiative. Great to see you commentating. Witten Oval, Carlton, the Doggies.
Just iconic, right?
You can't get...
It's like gold.
It's as I said, if we'd all, asked you a few years ago, would you be doing this? It'll be like...
No.
Oh, yeah, imagine saying even three years ago, the AFL, like we're going to be sitting here doing a Pride game in the AFL or the AFLW. I mean, people would have thought we were crazy. It's only... I think something we've got to get good at in our community too is celebrating progress.
Yes.
It's easy to look at, where we want to be ultimately, but we've made so much progress in the last 3-4 years in many areas.
And progress begets progress,
doesn't it?
So
exactly
it goes
right.
to the next. Yeah.
So what's that, Paul? What time is the Pride game broadcast?
We start on air at 6.
On Friday night.
On Friday night, right here on The Joy. And at the game itself starts at 7:05.
Fantastic. There you go.
Unusually.
Go
who
please.
Knows why, but it does.
The scheduling's always interesting. And then we'll go till right till the end of the game.
Great. So. Good luck. Thank you. And thank you, Chicks.
Yeah.
Good
Most
stuff.
Welcome.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you, Macca, and the Saturday Mag team. It's always a pleasure to come on
thank
and have
you.
A chat.
It is. Thank you for your support.
Pleasure.
We look forward to many more chats during the year.
There will be.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.